You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The new Iron Maiden, by the way, really good graphics there, a cartoon that goes along with the song "Writing on the Wall," and it's very, very, let's just say, apropos about the struggle going on with evil and so forth and so on. So it's definitely got released a number of days ago. It's already got coming up on 7 million views. So if you like the sound of that, go check out the graphics on the new Iron Maiden video. You'll like the cartoon, even if you don't like the music. It's kind of like struggling against evil and this kind of technotronic, thing we're dealing with. Marxist Democrat Cori Bush wants to defund police but spent nearly $70,000 on her own personal security last year. And this is the congresswoman, by the way, that the district I'm sitting in right now. Cori Bush explodes her own race hoax. Newsweek's credibility before it even begins. So these people are so retarded. She screenshots a bunch of stuff from her own website. Okay, talking smack on her, you know, how she's evil and, you know, kind of racist stuff or whatever. But she's so dumb, or the people that she works with are so dumb, they didn't even notice the little red asterisks that are there, which are required fields. You know, anytime you enter something, you know, I just emailed all the local politicians around here for the whole mask mandate, went off on them. I emailed the governor, the Senator Josh Hawley, Eric Schmidt, the attorney general, sent all of them emails, and he's suing, and I was sent him an email thanking him for suing these thugs, these Marxist thugs, these little Fauci sycophants here in St. Louis. It's all Democrat, been Democrat forever. It's all Jesuit Democrat run out here, you know, with a little peppering of Jew power. But here in St. Louis, it's Jesuit Catholic, commie, just, you know, Fauci like people running around. And then they got their people, you know, they're putting all these black women, especially out in front to be leaders of this Marxist revolution, these so-called women of color. Therefore, when really patriotic, freedom-loving Americans want to, you know, hit back and say, you know, this is crazy, this is treason, and so forth, you're doing it to a woman of color, and therefore that makes you a racist, xenophobe, misogynist, and the rest of it. See, have you noticed how the Muslims here in the United States, they put out even embarrassments to Islam like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib to be leaders? You know why they do that? They do that as human shields, okay? Because you put the woman up front to be the leader while the insidious, sick agenda emanates behind her. Then anybody that goes after the so-called anointed leader is therefore you're a racist, misogynist, and everything else under the sun. See, it's a very smart tactic. I've covered this before, but a lot of people don't get it. Okay, so Cori Bush she's just a front. Okay, she's a front for the Marxist, the Soros gang, just like Wesley Bell, the prosecuting attorney for St. Louis County, and Kim Gardner, the prosecuting attorney for St. Louis City. And of course, you got Tishara Jones now, daughter of Vervis Jones, another St. Louis politician who did time in the feds and all this other stuff. These are all BLM Soros money people, okay? And then you got a bunch of black people out here pushing the communist agenda, and you want to really fight hard against this communist stuff, then you're racist, you see? You hate black people. No. So we have to be sophisticated and not get caught up in all this and realize that these people are enemies. They're domestic enemies. I don't care what their gender is. I don't care what their race is. They're domestic enemies, and they must be dealt with as the founding fathers would deal with them. Simple. All right. So she's these people are screenshotting her website where the person allegedly typed in all this stuff. But anybody knows that once you hit submit, all the required fields and everything, that's no longer exists. So this was a pre-submitted form they filled out, and they screenshotted it like some racist typed it up. This is how dumb these people are, okay? Anybody, I'm sure most of you have seen the whole race hoax, Jussie Smollett-level race hoax that Cori Bush here tried to run, that all these people hate her and all the rest of it. I mean, it's really, really sick. But it shows you the IQ level of the people we're dealing with. But unfortunately, the people behind these, the buffoons that they put out, okay, to really piss us off, they're the ones with the IQs. They're the cunning, sophisticated, demon rat, you know, slugs like Soros and everybody else, the Tides Foundation, Tom Steyer, all these people that want to put in the, you know, Susan Rosenberg behind BLM. You see, this is all, these people are fronts, and then they got the usual suspects behind them calling the shots. All right, let's take Tom in Florida real quick. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, good evening, Robert. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, Robert, good evening. Listen, here's what's on my mind before I go with the Cuban problem here in South Florida. This bumbling buffoon, they have signs all over South Florida here that bumbling buffoon is the brotherhood of the brotherhood, Biden, the brotherhood of communism in Cuba. And I used to see all the signs these Cubans are holding out about the commie Biden. But, you know, John F. Kennedy, Robert, he would be considered a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan if he was running as a Democrat right now.
John F. Well, Kennedy, he'd be a fascist. They would definitely say he was fascist. Yeah.
Yeah, Kennedy would be a fascist. But, you know, going back now to this buffoonery of Biden, but, you know, before I go there, you know, Robert, here in South Florida, like in California, you got all these Spanish news networks. We don't have German networks. We don't have all these major networks in German or Italian. We have Spanish, Hispanics. But, you know, these Hispanics news nations, I watch some of them sometimes, and they're very forthright. They basically are telling you that this Biden, Kamala Harris, are full-blown communists. These Cubans over here are basically holding signs all over South Florida here saying that Biden's a communist. Well, Kamala Harris.
Sure.
So So they have the balls where white Anglos are like got blinders on. They're a bunch of imbeciles compared to what the Cubans are realizing, because the Cubans are saying, hey, man, they knew the election was stolen here in South Florida. They stole the election from Trump. But they're also realizing this guy is a full-blown communist. He's a dirty white Irishman. Okay, I got Irish blood in me, Robert. I'm Irish, okay? And I'm going to call him out because he's a dirty black Irish. He's a filthy black Irish who's stabbing his own the white Caucasians in this country in the back. This guy threatened to use F-35s, and he's going to use atomic weapons against the world. It's all because the main problem threatening the face in the United States is white supremacy.
Well, here's another layer, Tom. Here's another layer that you might not be looking at. Biden is a Roman Catholic, and he is Jesuit trained through and through. Okay, so you have to realize the Jesuits. The Society of Jesus, the Company of Jesus, they call them the Company, and they've been embedded at the CIA and a lot of places in government for a long time. They have sworn to take down this republic, okay, because they consider the Bill of Rights and all these things heretical. Okay, so there's elements in Rome, just like with the Jewish mob who are commies and money changers and so forth. These guys have been plotting and scheming against the Republic for a long time. Okay, so Biden is one of their servants, and people need to get that through their heads. Okay, you had one Catholic president before Biden. That was JFK, and he got murdered. And JFK went up against the papacy because he didn't want to basically completely sell out the Republic to elements in the Society of Jesus and so forth and so on. Biden is a full-blown Jesuit like Fauci, okay? And so you have to realize that a lot of these speakers of the House, Boehner, Pelosi, Paul Ryan, all of them, they're all Roman Catholics. And I grew up Roman Catholic, so I'm a good whistleblower on this stuff. And so you have to realize that there's a very hostile wing very high up in the Catholic Church to the United States of America. Go ahead.
Yeah, Robert, I'm in the same boat you are. I understand where you're coming from because I'm in the same boat you are. But I'm going to tell you this. I remember listening to your show like 2 years ago, and you were talking about the Sephardite Jews and how they infiltrated the Jesuits and the Catholic Church. I remember the Spanish in Spain. Yeah, you're the one that brought it up. You were talking about the Spanish Jews in Spain.
Opus Dei is the same thing. There was a bunch of Jewish rabbis around Monsignor Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei. It's a similar kind of organization where the synagogue of Satan has penetrated into the church, and then they're kind of pulling strings in the background, Robert. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And you're right. And I believe one guy called your show, and they called them dark angels. These are the dark angels, the demonic spirits of are running these groups that you're bringing up. But you know, going back now, what's going on here in Cuba, Robert? There's a linchpin that's going to be pulled here, like out of a hand grenade, because now these Cubans are all waking up. They're waking up a lot of Americans, you know, in Tennessee and all this in the southern states, because a lot of people are realizing this Biden and Harris got in there, stole the election. They are being run by the demonic church of the demons, and they basically do want communism to take over this whole nation. They're trying to turn us into a Marxist country. Even the Jew Mark Levin, he even said it. And you know, I don't know if you got to see Judge Deneen last night, Robert, and the guy on Newsmax, but all these Newsmax anchors and even Judge Deneen Shapiro was talking about George Soros should have been arrested. He's a demonic Jew. And they're basically, even Judge Jeanine is saying, this guy needs to be arrested. How come Hungary never arrested this guy? He's a Jew from Hungary. He did all this crap with BLM and Antifa, and this guy still walks.
You know what? You know how many special ops? You know how many special ops guys are probably his security, dude? He's probably got just as good a freaking security as Secret Service. You have to realize this. He's not some third world dictator. He's not some third world dictator that can be taken out real easy.
Well, I believe he's being run by, who knows, maybe Israel's protecting him.
I don't know. He's a front for the Rothschilds. He's a front for the Rothschilds, who the richest family in the world, worth hundreds of trillions of dollars.
Absolutely, Robert. And there you go. You're letting your audience know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you, God. But I can tell you this. It's penetrating. It's percolating even here in South Florida, because they want to turn this place into Venezuela, Cuba, China, whatever the hell you want to call it. But you know what? The people are waking up. All the people up in North Florida that I talk to, man, they're ready. They're ready for something big to break out, Robert. And I'm talking about CW, man. I'm talking CW coming down the road.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because it's
going to
happen.
Well, see, that's fine with them. You know why? Because you have to keep this in mind. The ultimate goal is depopulation. And so civil wars, that's always been a way to take out the best and brightest of any country, send them off to war. But this one, you have a civil war, race war, and you also have this vaccine depopulation going on and other things to act in concert with the vaccine. We're talking millimeter wave technology and the electronic stuff and everything else. So basically, somebody gets this shot. All it needs is the right frequency to wake up these particles and to do whatever the controller wants to have done within the body of that person. That's what's real crazy.
Well, Robert, you know, one EMP in over to Midwest and knocks the food out. There would be food riding everywhere. You'd be shootings everywhere if there was no food. Look what's going on in Chicago right now over to gang territory. Can you imagine no food, Robert? There's no food being distributed out by these warehouses. What an EMP attack. Or let's go back to this. Bumbling buffoon Biden basically threatened white America when he said, well, you're going to have to take on nuclear warheads. You're going to have to take on F-35s, basically threatening like red states. If you come out like what happened with the erection in Washington on the 6th, that was a joke. That was a panty raid. There was no erection there. That was a disgrace. That was a disgrace. The Democrats did 10 times, a million times more than what these Republicans ever could have done. And all those people in that Capitol were working for the Democratic Party, it looks like to me. What a scam this whole thing's turned out to be. And buffoon Trump.
Sure, it was all ran by the usual suspects, you know. All right, Tom, absolutely. I got to go, man.
You got it, Robert.
Thanks for the call.
I
hear you, man. It's crazy. Mr. Producer, get clip 6 ready. This is Mark Dice, and I haven't been paying attention to Mark Dice a lot because I haven't been really doing a lot of YouTube looking because so much censorship and so many people have been purged. The only thing I really dig around for on YouTube is just kind of half entertainment, like when I just need a break and I'll look at some MMA or something. But this is a mashup, a hilarious mashup where it says, CNN finally tells the truth. Okay, so Mark Dice, what he did was he took all these clips and he made all the CNN hosts actually tell the truth. So, Mr. Producer, go ahead and roll clip 6. This is good.
For a change.
Biden is essentially senile.
Biden's a weak, frail cognitive mess.
January 6th was no big deal. Man, was it overblown.
They really weren't
even armed. Most of them were just patriots who went there to protest.
January 6th was just a peaceful protest that got a little out of hand.
What happened on January 6th was just tourists, you know, peacefully walking through the Capitol.
What happened on January 6th was a peaceful protest.
What happened in the Capitol was a normal tourist visit.
A normal tourist visit was a good way to explain what happened on January 6th.
There was no insurrection.
FBI operatives organized and participated in the attack. Federal officials incited it. The QAnon follower killed in the attack was executed by law enforcement.
There is no January 6th problem to look at. Antifa, that's the real problem. You know what the threat is? Black people. Gotta protect the police from those Black Lives Matter savages.
Democratic cities are in chaos right now, and they're going to take your country away, and they're taking down the statues. And
crime is rising. Defund police.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad, and they're defunding police. It's like...
Democrats hate police. They want to defund police.
Is liberalism a mental disorder?
Critical race theory is just as racist as the KKK.
This is about drugs, you know, some medical emergency. That's why George Floyd died.
Discrimination against whites is now as big a problem as discrimination against minorities.
The left is currently engaged in a race war.
The group of Satan-worshipping elites are trying to control our media and politics.
I hope I don't get effing AIDS.
The masks are a joke. We don't know where the virus came from because they're hiding it from you. Left-wing media, that's us, who want to spin up panic and paranoia instead of focusing on real efforts to save our elections should be ignored. There is a disinformation campaign afoot right now.
There certainly is, Fredo, which is why I'm doing my best to expose it. But because of the YouTube algorithm changes, most people aren't finding my videos because they're buried in the search results and don't show up in the up next.
That was pretty good. So he mashed it all up to where he actually made the CNN people get much closer to the truth than they usually are. All right, let's take David in Massachusetts. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Hey, you know what we call getting tested for COVID-19? You know what we call that?
Go ahead.
Well, we call that a Klaus Schwab.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, remember the anal swabs that they were making people do in other countries.
over in China, yeah. So anyways, yeah, so getting tested for COVID-19, you get your Klaus Schwab. And my answer to Klaus Schwab is, hey, stick it up your nose. Stick it up your nose, yeah. Klaus. Okay?
Yeah.
Robert, I'll call you Robert. Anyways, I know you're not, just because you changed your name, Robert, I know you're not Jewish. You know, the Jews are always changing their names. They like to, they love to change in their last name to a first name. And then they love the colors, green, white, and black, and brown. And but hey, anyways,
well, they really like precious metals most.
Yeah, gold and silver and all that, and diamond and ruby. And hey, I'll leave you with this thought. This is what I say, and a lot of people, you know, don't understand this, but I think you'll understand it. I just visited yesterday. I was out in Lexington, Massachusetts, at the new visitor center in Lexington Center. They built a beautiful new visitor center right across from the Battle Green. So this is what I say. This is the pithiest way I can say what we're up against. In days of yore, the Patriots have conquered in Lexington. Their struggle was with Great Britain and the United Kingdom. But now in these last days, Robert, Our struggle isn't with Great Britain and the United Kingdom. Now our struggle is with Great Satan and the United Nations.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Great. And if anybody thinks that a whole nation can't be possessed by the Great Satan, a lot of people, they'll concede, I believe that an individual soul, an individual person can become possessed by the devil and to become possessed by Satan. Let me tell you something. This whole nation is possessed by the great global super Satan. And listen to me now. The American people have always said, get the UN out of the U.S. and the U.S. out of the UN. But you know why the UN is firmly planted in New York City? Because the great global super Satan wants it that way. And now that our nation is possessed by the great Satan, what the great Satan wants, the great Satan gets. So you people, you better get your... Hey, the last thing I'll say is, you hear about getting your head screwed on straight? Well, let me clue you in. Do this in two phases. First, step one, get your head screwed on. And after you get your head screwed on, step two is then get it screwed on straight. And that's all I have to say. I renounce, reject, and condemn this great global super Satan, along with the United Nations. I condemn the great Satan of the United Nations.
Okay. All right, David.
It ain't the Democrats. It ain't the Republicans. It's not the conservatives. It's the great global super Satan that we're up against. And you damn well better put on the full armor of the Lord to stand. My name's David, so I know about putting on the full armor to stand up to this great global super Satan. Remember, it's not Great Britain and the United Kingdom we're up against now. We're up against Great Satan and the United Nations.
All right, David, thanks for the call. And, there's a lot there, what you just talked about. So I wanted to get into this. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. This is floating around on Natural News, Humans Are Free, Hal Turner, all over the place, that the PCR test come December 31st is going to be discontinued. Now, I'm wondering, with Gates and Soros buying this company, Mologic, what's going to be on the horizon. But go ahead and let's roll clip 7 real quick.
All right, guys, we've got some important breaking news here from Hal Turner. Urgent, the PCR tests are to be withdrawn. They are unfit to diagnose COVID.
Duh.
Yep, there you got it. Unfit to diagnose COVID. This coming from the FDA and the CDC. Here's a laboratory alert. Changes to the CDC RT-PCR for SARS-CoV-2 testing. So sending this out to labs everywhere. And there's also saying that the emergency use authorization that was granted to allow these tests to be used for diagnosing COVID is revoked. The PCR test is now part of a Class 1 recall by the Food and Drug Administration as it's unfit for the purpose intended with too many false positives, which is what Kerry Mullis said. Even Dr. Fauci himself said anything over 28 cycles is going to generate way too many false positives. And yet they continue to do it, and they're continuing to lock people down right now in Australia, for example, based on these bogus tests. You can't even, basically you can't leave your house. Anyway, this entire country faced lockdowns because of this, business interruptions and failures. Now even the CDC is advising they intend to withdraw the request for emergency use authorization for these PCR tests. And so now they're saying that you have to select and implement one of the many FDA-authorized alternatives, which they say will differentiate between SARS-CoV-2 and influenza, because the people who were sick and died, well, they had the flu, like we knew all along, especially the elderly, which, guys, it happens every year. We know this. Some years are much worse than others. There's, you know, a super flu.
All right, so you can stop that there. So this is floating around on a lot of the bigger websites. You know, okay, so they're going to crank back or whatever, pull back on the PCR. You think that's going to really make them want to pull back or crank back on the lockdowns, the forced masking or what have you? I don't know. There's something here on the horizon to where they dribble out something like this. Okay, oh, see, we're going to pull. And then everybody in the alternative media kind of circled, be like, oh, see, good, they finally, they're going to quit swabbing people with ethylene oxide way up in the cribriform plate, putting highly carcinogenic substances way up in near people's brains. Okay, so you got ethylene oxide, graphene oxide. So you got these oxides that they're throwing in everybody's body. What do vitamins contain? Antioxidants. Okay, so they're filling you full of oxidants. You know, I'm wondering what's more dangerous. I'm wondering what's more dangerous, the swab or the vaccine, or if they're actually working together in some sort of evil binary sort of way. And I know we're coming up on a break. We got a couple other callers, but a guy at the barber shop, I was getting my hair cut, and this poor kid, he's in his 20s, and a couple of us were talking, and none of us had the shot, but the kid in the chair getting his hair cut, he got the shot. And he's like, well, which one did you get? And I swear to God, he said this, Moderna with an A. Moderna, you know, derma meaning skin. He thought it was Moderna instead of Moderna. So the kid gets two hits with the Moderna in his arm. He didn't even know the name of the company. It really just, I had to write that down in my notes as I was sitting there. I had to send myself a text message and be like, gosh. And it said, kid at the barbershop, Moderna. And I had to put that on the broadcast because this is the level of trust. The level of just lemmingness. You don't even know the company's name and you let them put these two hits into your arm. And he said he's fine. He hasn't had any, you know, bad reactions yet. I remember the Italian doctor floating around. Everybody's going to be dropping like flies in 18 months. So we'll see. Last half hour coming up. It's Incendiary Radio, Republic Broadcast.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Broadcasting Network. This is up on Henry Mackow. When Biden resigns, this commie POS will be POTUS. Here's why Obama wanted her as vice president. Biden won't be in the office 1 year before she takes over. Fortunately for Harris, but potentially disastrous for the Republic, elected office holders are not subject to the security clearance process. If the FBI did a background investigation on Harris, she never would have passed because of her 40 years of close ties with Marxist Communist Mao's and Communist China. Since Biden was elected, the socialist Marxists and communists who control Kamala Harris are planning to enact provisions of the 25th Amendment in order to remove Biden from office so Harris can become the first communist president of the United States. When she ran for president in 2020, she spent $40 million and got 2% of the vote. Okay, so Kamala Harris's father was an avowed Marxist professor in the economics department at Stanford University in Palo Alto. Both of her parents were active in the Berkeley-based Afro-American Association. Fidel Castro and Che Guevara were the heroes of the Afro-American Association. The group's leader, Khalid al-Mansour, mentored two young Afro-American Association members, Huey Newton and Bobby Seale. They created the Maoist-inspired Black Panther Party, which gained strong support from Communist China. The Black Panther Party served as the model for the creation of the Black Lives Matter Marxist organization. Khalid al-Mansour subsequently went on to arrange to finance and facilitated for Barack Hussein Obama to be accepted as a student to matriculate at Harvard Law School. Following her graduation from college, Harris returned to California and subsequently became the mistress of the 60-year-old married Speaker of the California Assembly, Willie Brown. And it gets into all this other stuff. Harris's husband, Jew Doug Emhoff, works for the law firm DLA Piper, which boasts nearly 30 years of experience in Communist China with over 140 lawyers dedicated to its Communist China Investment Services branch. He was just appointed to professor at Yale to school future lawyers in the fine points of communism. When she was elected to the U.S. Senate, Kamala Harris appointed a pro-communist Senate Chief of Staff, Karine Jean-Pierre. Jean-Pierre was active in the New York-based Haiti Support Network. The organization worked closely with the pro-communist China, Communist North Korea Workers World Party and supported Jean-Bertrand Aristide, the far-left communist former president of Haiti and radical Lavalas movement. So it goes on. It's very interesting article, and it gets into a lot of this stuff, and I'm not going to go through it all, but it's up on Henry Mackow. When Biden resigns, this commie POS will be POTUS, and there's a lot of interesting connections there worth reading up on. So let's take Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Kathleen.
Hey, Robert. I wanted to tell you that your aunt is in my prayers, and I'm sure she's very grateful to have a wonderful nephew like you. I'm sure it gives her a lot of comfort. And then also I'd like to say I was shocked and happy to hear from David from Massachusetts. I haven't heard him for maybe a year, and so glad to know he's still around. And finally, he mentioned the UN. And in the late 1950s, all of the churches, the Catholic parishes in the San Francisco Bay Area, sent busloads of parishioners to a rented or reserved valley in Golden Gate Park. I guess, you know, anybody can do rent them. So we're talking thousands and thousands of parishioners from all of over the Archdiocese of San Francisco. And we were all there. I was there with my family. And we were all there to say the rosary to keep the UN out of the United States and to protect the United States from the UN.
How long ago was that?
That was like the late 50s.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the Jesuits have a severely powerful base there in San Francisco. This is where Pelosi comes out of. This is where Kamala Harris comes out of. A lot of politician Gavin Newsom, her nephew, Pelosi's nephew, or something of that nature, by the way. The Jesuits, there's something that's happened with this priestly order over the years, and now it's like they're trying to out-commie the Jews. And so, look at Pope Francis trying to strip anybody of celebrating the Latin Mass. I mean, it's just he's going after traditionalist Catholics.
Weirdest. What I was talking about, saying the rosary, that was very conservative. I wouldn't think of it as Jesuit at all.
Well, no, I grew up in the Catholic Church in the 70s here in St. Louis, and it was super conservative. Something has happened, the great falling away, the scriptural prophecy, if you will. It's happened in the Protestant sector as well.
You weren't saying that in the 50s that it was that way?
No.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that, and I never miss your show. It's always great. So thanks for everything you do. You're always
okay.
In my
thank
version.
You very. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. No. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We have to realize that post World War II, when Germany, Italy, and Spain, when the communists defeated Germany, Italy, and Spain, no matter what your thoughts are of the fascists, okay, the Soviet Union, the United States, Britain, basically, and the rest of the countries, everybody wants to lionize the U.S., Britain, and Soviet Russia, and this the Allied powers. But what they don't realize, and then look, when you watch New World Order Communism by the Back Door by Dennis Wise, who's a very staunch pro-Catholic viewpoint, it gives you a lot of insight into, well, did the good guys necessarily win or not? I'm not saying that Hitler, Mussolini, and Franco had the most altruistic vision for the world, and if they would have won, the world would have been great. I'm not saying that either, but what I'm saying is, when you see a country like the United States ally with the butchers in the Soviet Union, and they go to war against these Catholic nations, there's a problem there, okay? And the Jesuits had to do a regroup, and a lot of people believe that the Jesuits were actually running a kind of a black-white Taoist synergistic problem reaction solution operation here, where they supported both sides and they hedged their bets. And then a lot of people believe the best of the German stock, Spanish stock, and Italian stock got decimated in this wars, and this opened up Europe to communism, which is what the EU is. It's a Soviet system, okay? And so now the EU is under a Soviet communistic system. The United States, as we see, encroaching communism. And so we're all becoming Soviet. Now, a lot of people have different opinions about Putin and Russia and where his true loyalties lie. He's kind of cozy with the Chinese right now. So a lot of people want to lionize Putin and say that he's going to come to our aid one more time, as the Tsar did during the Civil War and that sort of thing. We shall see. All right. The White Rose in Colorado. Greetings. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Robert.
All right.
We have to get back to the very beginning of the country to understand all this mess. The Founding Fathers, most of them were Masons. They were all English aristocrats. They were all financed by the Crown of England, the Rothschild Bank. And the Rothschild Bank has been under the control of the Roman Catholic Church for a long time.
Well, a lot of people view the... Hold on. Give me the control of the nation's money supply. I care not who makes the laws. Is the Rothschild Bank controlling the Vatican, or is the Vatican controlling the Rothschild Bank? That's the real question, too.
It's the Vatican controlling the Rothschild crown, and it's a documented historical fact that they have rulership over the crown, over the Rothschilds.
Well, I mean, a lot of people view it the other way around. They think that the Jew mafia, the money changers, penetrated the Vatican and now are really calling the shots, hence why you see the Vatican backing communism.
Yeah, but you can think whatever you want, but the truth is, it's all documented.
I get it, but I'm just telling you that other people have documentation that say the exact opposite of what you're saying. So, I mean, it's tough. It's a tough decision.
Okay, so the symbol in the Vatican is the dragon. the dragons stands for Lucifer. Okay, the statue on top of the Capitol building is Pallas Athena, the original Shakespeare. Okay, Shakespeare hired by the Jesuits to do the rewrite with his team of writers to do the rewrite of the 3 or 4 different Bibles they were using in England, which caused all kind of consternation and arguments and strife amongst the people, which was their excuse. But so they rewrote the Bible, took books out, added stuff that should have been there, all kind of stuff. But the truth of the matter is, the Pope is the head of the beast system, and it started in 265 A.D., and the Pope wears the hat, the three-tiered hat, mitered hat of god of Dagon, the Dagon god, the fish god, the fish hat, and it symbolizes Dagon, the Babylonian Talmud Pharisee god. Goes all the way back that far. But definitely, you research it farther and deeper, you'll see that the Pope, the one who comes in looking so sweet and good, everybody loves him, the whole world's wondering after the Pope's this, the Pope's that, okay, the Pope's going to turn pretty soon, and you're going to see that everything I just said is the absolute truth. So anybody who believes that we ever had a republic, the Republican form of government is fallen, is a fool. You're fallen because you have lack of information. You're ignorant of certain facts, and you've been fooled by the beast. And pretty much that's all I got to say, except I'm praying for you, and I hope you pray for me, because I need it. I'm under heavy attack right now. I was close to dying yesterday, but I'm coming around. I'm coming around.
Well, what happened? What happened?
I poisoned myself, and I got my whole gut all messed up, and for the last 2 months, I've been walking around with a bloated stomach. I could hardly breathe. I got a hernia, and the bloating is pushing my hernia out and putting pressure on my femoral artery. My legs are swollen up, and I'm always a total mess. But well,
How'd you poison yourself?
I ate Hershey's candy.
Holy cow. What are you saying, the heavy metals and so forth in there?
I got from the food bank, I got this little package of Easter bunnies. And I read the contents, and there was no high fructose corn sugar. There was nothing in there that seemed bad. Didn't say aspartame on there or nothing, but all that's bull. I ate a piece of candy because I was celebrating something. And then I ate another piece a couple days later. And over 3 weeks, I ate about 3 of these little chocolate bunnies. And then it started. And I've been in agony for like 2 months.
You know, Mike Adams from over at Natural News, people have their opinion about him. But he warned about some of those chocolate companies a long time ago about containing heavy metals. So I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
That could be it, too. But I've been doing everything I could to try to relieve this. But thanks for taking my call, and God be with you.
You too, man. Thanks. Let's take the hijacker in Washington. What's up, man?
Robert. Hey, Robert.
What's up?
Great show. You rule Sunday night. So, listen, I want to do big picture with you. I don't know if the clock's going to get me or not. But, okay. By the way, I just want to back up that one woman that called. There is a difference between a Catholic and a Christian Catholic. Completely two different type of people. My wife, she prays a rosary, but she's a Christian Catholic. So it's just, there are two different, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Anyways, the big picture is that after this weekend, especially Thursday and Friday, which Biden said, you know, some people say that I'm Satan incarnate. He talked about...
we drink baby blood and all that.
right, baby blood. Completely malfunctioning. Then he says the world is ruled by oligarchs because he met with Vladimir Putin, the great and mighty king of Mother Russia. And Don Lemon, he couldn't believe what was happening at the town hall, completely went off the wire. And then 12 hours later, he then talked about that the Republican leadership is drinking the blood of children. So anyways, everybody knows that he's going to go out. Mad Cal's wrong. They're not going to, he's not going to just walk away. They're not going to do a 25th Amendment. That's not how these people operate.
They're going to disappear Biden, his ass.
Right. He's got a certain quality to him. It's basically, in political language, it's highest and best use. So how would you get rid of Biden? Well, this is
COVID.
A scenario. No, even
Delta
worse than
variant.
That. Nope, you have
assassination.
An ex or present military white Trump supporting anti-vaxxer do the JFK on Biden. He becomes a martyr, and then Harris steps up. The weight of the nation falls on her shoulder.
Crackdown begins.
And then she appoints, and a lot of people have already gamed it out, according to the fourth dimensional chessboard, the only person that she can pick to hold for her to hold power that would make it palatable for the military, she would pick either a Milley or a Pentagon general as the next VP. And the whole nation would know, okay, she's not really in charge, the military's in charge. And that would be the way forward. Then they can go after the guns, they can go after the white supremacists in the military. They got the military in command. And as this death wave and this economic collapse hit, that's sort of the management team that they got put into place. So that's what I'm thinking is about to happen. I think we're going to get one hell of a big show. I don't know what you thought about
That. Remember that movie where Bruce Willis was the general and they kind of implement this martial law on a city? You remember that back in the maybe 90s, 80s?
Right, Siege, something like that, right.
Yeah, the Siege. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking, you know.
You think Harris can't pick Hillary as VP or Bernie? The only way she could stay in power where the military would accept her is if she picked the military people, and it could be Milley. She could reach down and do something dramatic right on the precipice of this death wave, in which if only 5% die off, you're still dealing with almost 10 million people, a systemic break in society. Yeah. But always a great show, Robert. I never miss you. I never miss a word. And do appreciate you and praying for you. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Thanks, man. All right. We got two callers left, and we've got about 8 minutes. So let's go to Donna in California. Greetings, Donna.
Hi. Hello, Robert. Good evening.
Hi.
I'm glad you mentioned the Holodomor because I feel starvation is coming to America. It's going to be patterned after the Holodomor. Globalist Jews starved to death 10 million Ukrainians in the 1930s.
And some say even more than that.
They confiscated all their farms so they couldn't grow crops.
Yeah.
So 10 million, somewhere around 10 million men, women, children, even animals died of starvation.
And if they hoarded even the slightest bit of food for their family, they'd be shot. All that crazy stuff. Yeah.
Right. So I can see the same pattern going on here. I mean, what is Bill Gates? He's buying up all the farmland. Why? He's going to stop the production, probably, of our crops.
Yeah, they're already starting it. Those farmers are doing whistleblower videos now where the USDA is telling them to destroy their food.
Right, and the globalist
Why the hell would you ever tell a farmer to destroy his food?
Sure, and the globalist Jews own most of the production of it, too. And so they can, and even Henry Kissinger said, the best way to control people is through food.
Yeah.
So, I see starvation coming to America, and it's going to come from the globalists.
No, these Bible prophecy guys I used to listen to back in the 90s, they were going through presidential directives and executive orders even way back then. And it was all talking about the ability for the feds to come in and seize your food. So you've prepped. You've got your storable foods, and guess what? The feds come in and just take it. And it's all part of the executive orders.
Then they have the clergy response team under Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess there's thousands of these ministers that when this happens, the people are going to be hungry, and they're going to tell their congregation, go to the FEMA camps.
Yep.
And all the people will go to the FEMA camp. Well, you go there, you're not coming out because it's really a concentration camp. Because they say, well, they'll feed and house you, but it's really a concentration camp.
And we'll see if the guillotines. We'll see if the guillotine reports will be true or not. Then, won't we?
Oh yeah, I'm sure that's true.
And the organ harvesting and everything else.
Cut somebody's head off. Everybody keeps talking about the Pope. The Pope is not in charge. He flew over to Israel on his private jet, and he walked off his steps and met a bunch of Jewish Antichrist rabbis. He walked up to what I guess the head, you can see it on film. He walked up to the head rabbi and bent down and kissed his hand. He was showing that rabbi had more authority than him.
I hear you, Donna. There's a lot of people with a lot of different opinions. I got one more caller.
And
I'm going to grab
him. Everybody's going to follow the Pope. Nobody likes this guy. How are they going to follow him? They don't like him anyway.
Well, this guy's on his way out. They're saying the next one's going to be a real doozy. We'll see.
We'll see.
I wanted to get this in. Let's take John in Tennessee. And John, before I bring you up, I want to just say the 23andMe lizard scam. So the people took DNA out of from the mouth of their lizard, and 23andMe sent them back all this crap, saying that he's part African, part European, and all the rest of it. So, your little ancestry.com and 23andMe, that's all a scam. They're sending in animal DNA, and they're telling them the animals are half African American and whatever. All right, John in Tennessee, go ahead.
23andMe is Michael Jordan and me, I think is what it is, or Bubba Wallace and me. No, nobody's going to starve to death because Soylent Green is people.
Sorry.
No, listen, within our ranks, man, we gotta drop Lucifer as a boogeyman. People need to get in their Bible. Lucifer is an adjective. It is not a noun. It was an adjective to describe the king of Babylon. That's what it was. Go to Revelation 12:9. It says the dragon, that old serpent, the devil, and Satan. Lucifer is not the devil. We got to lose that boogeyman. People got to just start. We have to look smarter than the people we're fighting. You know what I'm saying? So the Zionist church shoved that Lucifer lie down our throat, and we got to stop buying into it. Lucifer is nobody. Lucifer is an adjective. You know what I mean? I'm just getting tired of hearing it.
All right. So what else is on your mind?
All right, brother. No, that's it, man. That's it. It's Lucifer on every damn alternative radio station where we're telling the truth about the Jew. And it's like, look, if you can't get over this Lucifer thing, you don't understand the Jews because they fed it to you. All right, brother?
I hear you, man. All right, man. Well, have a good night. I know you're going to be up for a while. I wanted to get this in before the end of the broadcast. Pizzeria, local pizzeria that I get food from time to time. You know, mom and pop. The little girl that works there, little high school age girl. The people that own the pizza shop are pretty awake. They pretty know what's going on and stuff. The little girl that worked there, her mom forced her to go into the Walgreens, which is like a CVS or whatever, and forced her to go in there and get jabbed. This is what's going on out here. These people that watch this damn television, this Talmud vision, it's so crazy. The power of this medium over the minds of people. Forced this poor girl, like 16 years old, to get jabbed. Her own mother. All right, folks. We'll see you. Things are getting real crazy. We'll see you next week, hopefully.
Rocks and a mortar lights out in the dirt. They led me this path, no direction I heard. Whoa.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.